the studios of Radio Sai at Prashanti Nilayam. I am Chandu Vijay and you are listening to Love to Laugh. Today in the studios with me is Brother Anirudh, the man behind the theme music of Love to Love that you listen to every Thursday and many other wonderful special audio offerings like ringtones and other songs that you hear on our website during festival days. The latest being the audio offering on the Independence Day, a version of the song Vande Mataram. Brother Anirudh joined the Brindavan campus of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning for his undergraduate program in 2007 and went on to complete his post-graduation in the year 2012. Now, during his stay in the university, he had the good fortune of being a part of the Prashanti Mandir Bhajan group and has had many opportunities to sing in the Divine Presence right from his first year of undergraduate program. And after his post-graduation, he joined Radio Sai. And hence, he's been the sole music composer in the studios, composing music for our special audio offerings, Sai Blossom products, and of course, he is also an integral part of the Bhajan Tutor program hosted by Brother Bishu. And with that short introduction, Brother Anirudh, welcome to Love to Love.
Thank you, Chandu.
So, why don't we start with a song? Like, you have the keyboard right now in front of you and the mic.
Yeah.
So, just play and sing whatever comes to your mind.
Yeah, sure. First of all, I thank Swami for this opportunity and Brother Chandu for inviting me for this session, wonderful session, I guess. So we pray to Bhagawan to speak through us and I'll first sing my composition. Of course, Swami gave this composition. It is basically a Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, and Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, set to one tune.
Okay.
And I am thinking of getting this composition out in a song album, which will be coming soon after we release the first volume of the song album, which is the Familiar Songs, and later my compositions will come
as a second volume of the song album.
It need not be second volume, like there are we have planned it in maybe in a future volume sometime.
Okay, sure.
So I would like to sing this Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Sure. So this is an unreleased song, not yet released. So here is the song Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama by Brother Anirudh.
Na 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 actually, pardon me, today my vocals is it's not so open and it's little phlegm is there in my throat.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Thank you.
So Anirudh, how did you come to Swami? How did you and your family, for the first time, how did you get to know of Swami?
Yeah, actually, fortunately, by Swami's grace, it's not that we came to Swami after, means we are coming to know about Swami after I started my studies and my brother also started my studies. It's like from my grandfather, grandmother, they are already devotees.
Okay.
Yeah. And basically my grandmother, when she was not well, long back, that time my grandfather will take, as usual you take to many hospitals and see whether the treatment is fine or no. And that time you hear Swami as like somebody who is a healer with a so much, I mean,
Afro hair,
and then he has just come to some land and it seems that he can cure diseases. That's what the people hear first. So my grandfather was one such person who heard like that. And so why not let's just take her to him and see what happens.
Yes.
Just like, it's absolutely no faith, no belief, just like that.
Just trying the luck. If she gets healed, then well and good. If she doesn't get healed, then let's try somebody else.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Okay. Yeah. So in that sense and motive, he took her and Swami told she'll get cured in some time.
Okay.
And as usual, Swami gave the vibhuti. And then slowly she got recovered. So once you get recovered and then recollect that what he said, that she will get cured, and slowly you start
developing faith
that okay, this person, what he said is correct, and so why not let me just know more about him. So that's how the typical, like, you take some Sai literature and study more about him.
Yes.
Listen to some of his experiences or read some miracles, all that. So
which,
this is like from my father's side.
Which year was this
in 1940s or
40s.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that's very early.
Yeah, yeah.
50s.
I don't remember the exact year.
Sure.
But it was olden days. So this is like from my father's side, like my father's mother.
Okay. Yes.
And even if you ask me regarding my mother's side also, It started like a same thing. She was not well, and that time she was in her pregnancy period, and that time she needed the help and love most. That time Swami gave the love. Swami had come to Chennai that time long back, and so same like my grandfather. Okay, this person, he's a healer and all that. So why don't I just take her, like some prasadam or something if he gets, we'll just see whether it works or no.
So your father took your mother to Swami in Chennai?
Yeah, yeah, my grandfather, the mother's father.
Mother's father, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. And so, it's also kind of a similar story where they also started developing faith. So, since my grandparents already came to Swami like this, so it was like there was no proper introduction for me to Swami. It was like I just saw Swami's photo in our altar.
Yes.
Right from the beginning.
Yes.
And it was like, okay, Sai Baba who lives in Puttaparthi, he is God.
So this is an amazing story, because independently, both on your father's side and on your mother's side, their yeah. parents got to know of Swami.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
that's amazing. True. Okay.
And then, excuse me, of course, like in my third standard, I went to Balvikas for about 1 year, because after that the Balvikas center got shifted to some other location which was very far from my home. So there I came to know more about Swami, like, you know, Balvikas class, the slokas and all that. And then even Ashwath, my brother,
yes.
he also attended the classes. And then lot of people started telling about Swami school. Why don't you apply? Why don't you join Swami school there? And from that time, my brother was singing very good. I mean, in the sense he used to give programs and all that. So I also used to join with him, giving some of my contribution. So that time they used to encourage him and ask, why don't you try? You're a good singer also. Like, you might get chance to sing in bhajan group and all that. So listening to their advices, and like, then my brother applied for 11th standard,
okay,
higher secondary school, and he got the admission. And then once he got the admission, totally like we are into the Swami
yes. okay.
Field. And then I also started applying. I applied in my 11th standard, but I didn't get it. It's Swami's plan, of course. And then later I applied in Brindavan campus in my UG in 2007. So I did my BSc Maths, Mathematics.
Let's just rewind a bit.
Yeah.
So you're saying that your brother and you are giving concerts right from your young age.
Yeah.
So how did music come to your life?
Yeah. Regarding music, I'll tell you, my mother is a good singer. But she doesn't sing in samitis like so much, not a lead singer, but she has a very good voice. And if you ask me about my father is a very good critic, in the sense that he knows when we go out of Shruti, when the the pronunciation is not fine, when the words are not clear, or it is not the way it has to be started, it has to be started in a different way. So, small things and parameters like that he used to give most attention to. And right from the beginning, he used to correct me and my brother when we sing in many programs. Like, we used to give programs in many temples.
Did you have formal training in music, or
yeah,
you had?
Yeah, I had my Carnatic classical music training from Udupi Sri Shankaranarayanan sir,
okay.
in Kerala.
Okay.
Tirponithara, it's a place. And 3 years I learned there. And then when I shifted from Kerala to Coimbatore, when my father took VRS, voluntary retirement, I learned from a guru, Srimati Bhuvaneshwari Chandrasekhar. For 2 years, that time I was in my 12th standard, so prime
academic,
board exam.
Yes.
Yeah,
so much academic pressure.
Yeah. So then later, 12th standard, I hardly went to the classes. And then I applied in Brindavan, and I got. Once here, you know, the kind of music is bhajans and like what we listen to and learn, not like a guru. And of course, now I am learning from Sri Rajkumar Bharatiyar, sir. I am learning through Skype classes
okay.
from Chennai.
Wonderful. So, now then you joined Swami's Institute in Brindavan campus for your
yeah.
undergraduate program. So, now let's start, now that you have come into Swami's physical fold.
Yeah.
How, let's talk about some memorable moments that you had as a student in Brindavan campus.
Yeah. excuse me. When I joined Brindavan, of course, any Brindavan student you ask, The first thing is we pray to Swami is that Swami come to Vrindavan.
Yes.
Because we are literally away from Swami, physically away from Swami. Only the festival days we go to Swami and participate in the festivals, the programs and all that. So the first year of my undergraduation, we really missed Swami's presence in Trai Vrindavan. Whereas in my second UG, he had come to Vrindavan. That is, I guess it's in 2008. Yeah, 2008 Swami came to Vrindavan and he stayed there for some time. And by Swami's grace, I got many opportunities to sing bhajans in front of him with my brother, with some other mandir singers and all. And we had one Trai session.
Okay.
Yeah, that was the last Trai session in his physical form.
Okay.
So that was like, that session was actually for the freshers, the first UG.
Okay.
Whereas I was in second UG, so I couldn't even enter the Trai entrance. I was standing, it was so crowded, I was standing outside. But still, we had the amazing darshan inside Trai, which is any Vrindavan student you ask, it's a remarkable experience which you can...
Yes, being in Trai Vrindavan is amazing. I was there, I was a student of Vrindavan.
Yeah.
So, and during my time... Fortunately, Trai sessions were more common in 2001. I remember when I stayed back for the summer vacations, we had Trai session every other day.
Okay.
Like, every alternate day we used to have Trai sessions. It was amazing.
Yeah. And in fact, I remember the uncertainty in which after Aarti, the total silence and you just stare at the door.
Correct.
They open the door and just tell that Swami is calling you.
Yes. And everybody runs inside.
Everybody just runs and, oh my God, that is an unforgettable experience.
So, now, after Vrindavan, then you came to Prashantinilayam. So, where
so,
it's from.
Yeah, I'll continue. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Sure, go ahead.
Vrindavan, regarding my singing in Mandir, in my first UG, as a regular Vrindavan singer, any singer who comes to Vrindavan will go through some audition to sing in Mandir. So, I went through the auditions and Dr. Umesh, who was a bhajan in charge there, and even Narasimurthy sir was warden that time, and so they heard my singing and everything, they were happy, and they'll filter the list of boys and they'll show the list to Swami.
Yes.
And this was the procedure, and Swami used to bless the list, or Swami will go through the list or ask about somebody, or he'll bless the list and continue to sing. So for me, actually, by Swami's grace, I don't know, I directly I was selected to sing in Mandir. Even though I went through auditions, yeah. And the first time when we went to a festival, that was, I guess, Guru Purnima.
When you came to Prashantinilayam
I came to Prashantinilayam from Vrindavan for Guru Purnima. That time I couldn't get a chance to sing a bhajan because so many singers were there.
Yes.
And so the first song or whatever, first offering from me, inside bhajan hall was Aarti.
Okay.
Om Jai Jagadishare. That time only the mic came to me and I sang that.
Okay.
And later during the November time when we come for birthday, before that I got a chance to sing with one more brother in the morning bhajans, and my first bhajan was luckily, it was a tough bhajan, I don't know how I got it.
Jaya Ma Anandamayi Janani.
So that was my first bhajan in inside bhajan hall, which I sang. So then I started singing in Mandir and all that. Then more music opportunities actually I got in Prashantinilayam campus. Because there you have Swami physically 365 days. So you have all the festivals, so the bhajan group plans for some programs and all that. So we need to sing some Carnatic song or some semi-classical song. So the more opportunities I got when I came to Prashantinilayam. And in fact, if you ask me regarding how I came to music, initially, even when I was there in the Kerala and when I was learning Carnatic music also, I didn't even imagine that I'll become a composer, and nor I am a keyboardist or keyboard player. Still, I don't play professionally. I just, whatever Swami gives some ideas through my heart and ear, I just play and sing too. So, after coming to Prashantinilayam, you have various occasions and opportunities for you to compose some music. So in that way, Swami gave one opportunity for me, the first one, to compose music for a sports meet. Generally, we celebrate the sports meet in January 11th.
Now, before we go into your story in Prashant in the Layam, let's take a musical break.
Sure.
So I'm going to play this song that is composed by you.
Okay.
And this song is called Ye Kya Ho Gaya.
Okay. That regarding that song, I'll tell you.
Yeah. Maybe
after the song.
After the song, you can narrate the story behind the song. So now let's listen to this song. Yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome back, dear listeners. With me in the studios today is Brother Anirudh Srinivasan, the music composer in the studios of Radio Sai. So, Brother Anirudh, welcome once again to Love to Love.
Thank you, Chandu.
So, let us continue. You're saying that you had some story regarding the song that I just played.
Yeah.
So, let us continue from there.
This song, this is in Prashant Nilayam when I composed. And generally in hostel, every batch does some kind of a new stuff before they pass out. So what our batch did is kind of a short movie. So we did a short movie, and it was being shot, and it was basically based on a theme and how a person will get some disease, and then how Swami's grace comes into him and he comes to the hospital and gets cured, that kind of a theme. So this song was composed for that one of the scenes. It was a very sad scene, and it is very apt now also, like in the sense, like we don't have a Lord in a physical form. So ye kya ho gaya, and the lyrics are beautifully written by one classmate of mine, Ashutosh. And so there were two songs in the movie. That was like a, I mean, what to say? I haven't composed before, as I said before. So it was like whenever I compose something or something is given for me to compose, first thing I do is just pray to Swami that this is what you have given to me. And so, because he is the music, that's what I think. Every note, the seven notes he has given to the world, Sarigama Padanisa, and he makes wonders in entire universe. He has created different genres of music, and so he is the root of music. So we just pray to him first, that let him give some tune and some idea, and so that let him play through the keyboard and get some new tune, new stuff, and then offer it back to him. So similarly, I was praying, and then it was a very sad. So obviously in the Carnatic background, so the sad kind of ragas where you just browse through is like Charukeshi, Shri Ramachandra Raghuveera Ranadheera Raghukola Rama Ye kya ho gaya jaise sab kuch. So it is like similar feel of the Charukeshi, and then it goes to Sindhu Bhairavi Raga. And so it was a wonderful experience for me to compose, to bring out such tune where I didn't expect that students will like so much. Even the tunes were ringing in the mind. That's what any composition, I think it reaches the people. What indicates is that they sing the tune without thinking much, and they are able to connect to the song and then sing again and again.
The song basically gets stuck in their mind.
Yeah,
it keeps playing in a loop.
So the first impact is what we have to see. The tune and the lyrics, it has to hit the people, like it has to just get connected from the heart to heart.
So is this your first composition in the college?
No, it is not my first composition.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll talk to you regarding the first composition. So as I was saying before, sports meet is an occasion where Swami gives ample opportunities in different fields, like gymnastics, and then music, drama, sets, and people will be knowing, like they would have come to Parthi and seen. And so I was in the music group, and so I was told to compose a song, that is a sports meet final song.
Mm-hmm.
This was in the year 2011.
Okay.
So it was a first time for me, because first time I'm composing something in front of Swami, which will be played in the stadium. And this is a song where all have to do the final formation and come in front of Bhagavan, salute, and then go back to their positions.
So all the boys come together, they sing this song, and then they disperse. The whole campus, basically.
Yeah, right? Whole campus, yeah. It's a Prashanthi Nilayam campus final song. So one or two things which are very important is, the song should be very simple.
Mm-hmm. So because it has to be learned by everybody.
Learned by everybody, and they have to sing along with the track which will be played in front of the stadium. And second thing is, like, they should feel easy to practice again and again, and like, because they'll be already exhausted in their events. So they should not make like separate event, oh, this is the tune, okay, this is the... It should just go into their minds, sink, and just sing it off. So it was a big challenge for me to compose, and the thing is, it can't be a slow song, because you know that after a sports meet, and like you're coming in the ground, they'll be running and coming in the ground for the formations, and it can't be a slow, it should be a dynamic high energy song.
Yes, the song has to match the energy of the sports meet.
Exactly,
right?
Exactly. So with these constraints in the mind, of course, yeah, every composition starts with a prayer that let him give the tune. And so I sat in the music room thinking, early morning I used to go to the music room, like after the ragi, which they gave in the hostel at 6:15 in the morning after Suprabhatam. So that time it's like from the music room window, you can see the leaves and you can hear some birds. So it will be absolute silence basically. So which in fact helps me to get some idea. Anybody, yeah. So in that scenario, I composed this Portsmouth final song, which
you want me to play it now?
Yeah.
Okay, sure. So here is the final song of the Sports and Cultural Meet of 2011, composed by Brother Anirudh.
Yeah. And the lyrics was written by Neeraj, one brother.
Welcome back, dear listeners. In the studios with me today is Brother Anirudh, singer, composer, and a staff of Radio Sai. And the song that you just heard is from the Sports and Cultural Meet of 2011. And this song was composed when Brother Anirudh was in his first year of post-graduation.
Yeah. So, regarding the lyrics of this song, which all heard just now, so one more brother, Neeraj, he helped me in the lyrics of the song. He wrote the lyrics of the song. And regarding the composition, generally, I can tell in two ways. One thing is, first you write the lyrics, or the lyricist writes the lyrics, and then the music composer tunes it.
Yes.
That is one way. And the second way is, the tune is ready, and then give the tune to the lyricist, and then he writes the lyrics.
To fit into the tune.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. The second one is very challenging. Because you are giving the lyricist so much of constraints. This is how it should be. Like four letter word, after that, la, la, la. Like three letter,
so it is more challenging for the lyricist to write.
Yeah,
you mean to
exactly,
say.
Exactly.
But as a music composer, which one do you find more easy for you? Do you find the first approach easier or the second approach easier?
Actually, for me, if you ask me, I'm not a lyricist. So, actually, I get the tunes first.
Yeah.
The tunes get first right. Very easily for
okay,
me.
Okay, yes, yes.
Yeah. And then I tell the lyricist, like in this case also, in this sports meet song before which you heard, I got the tune first. Swami gave the tune first, and then I told the lyricist that this is the tune. So, can you write like that? I asked him, and then he's also a singer, Mandir singer.
Okay.
So he also had the music knowledge, and then understanding that which word can be there exactly fitting. And so this song came up. Yeah. this sports meet song. And if you see the song also, like,
Rana hame sang tere bas ek hi hai aarzu.
That was a punchline where everybody sings in unison.
Yes,
so,
correct.
So I hope like the composition and it suited very well and everybody could enjoy
it. I'm sure it did. It had a lot of energy. The song had a lot of energy.
Yeah.
So this is from the 2011 sports meet.
Yeah.
And if I'm right, that was the final sports meet which was celebrated in Swami's physical presence.
Yeah.
So I'm sure you were very lucky to get that opportunity.
In fact, I remember I was near the stage seeing the sports meet event. And actually what had happened is Swami was a little bit tired and exhausted. So we were fast forwarding the events actually. The time allotted for each event was very long and it was being shortened, squeezed. And finally it reached a stage where there is no final song. Like that, the situation was like final song not required, directly aarti. Swami wants to go back, return back.
Okay.
But I just took, anyway, it's a Swami's will that he gave this opportunity. It's, of course, if he hears it and if everybody come together as a formation, it's definitely I'll be happy. And but in fact, you know, Swami's grace, the song was played twice in the stadium.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
And it was like suddenly it was like a situation where like Swami is not hurrying up anything.
Okay.
Swami was sitting, but other people were hurrying up anything. So the song was played twice, and then I saw the first time I saw, and then second time I came off where Swami's car goes through the general hospital.
Yes.
So that was like ultimately Swami's grace. And
good. So you're very fortunate that you could offer this song.
Yeah. To physically Swami.
When Swami was there physically. Wonderful.
Definitely.
So we also have another sports meet theme that is from the sports meet of 2012.
Yeah.
Yes. So what do you have to say about that? That is because that was, again, you were in second PG and that is the first sports meet without Swami's physical presence. And you were asked to compose a theme music for that sports meet. So what kind of emotions were running in your mind?
Yeah, actually, it's a very tough question because we really miss Swami a lot. Because that immediately after his physical departure, it was very tough to take it, tough to believe it. And so especially like events like sports meet where he used to come to the stadium, it's so magnificent and majesty, you know, that we were missing that. So, and the first time I'm composing something like I was asked to compose an instrumental music theme. And so basically it was like I was going on getting the thoughts of like how Swami will come to stadium from his residence. Like they'll come in car with a Swami's photo. It was very tough to take it, and this music will be played on that background.
Okay. So when Swami's car comes in, that's when the theme music of the sports meet is played in the ground.
Yeah, that's the cue.
Okay.
So I was like thinking many things, like what kind of music will suit for such a, like the first time when people are seeing a sports meet where physical Swami is not coming.
Correct.
So it was very hard to take, and the music, it should, if it is a very happy thing, I don't know, it'll be like parallel, it'll going somewhere.
Okay.
So what I felt is it has to link to the emotion of
it.
People.
Has to suit,
yes.
So the emotion
and
that is in the ground.
Even regarding music, I think it is just emotion. What you feel and what you express, that is music.
Yes.
So in that situation, some other brother was supposed to compose, and the situation was such that he was not well, and then so it came to me that I have to compose the song. I remember it was Jan 1st where the alumni program was going on in the mandir.
Okay.
And so before that afternoon, I was just sitting and thinking over like what kind of music to put, what kind of thing. So I didn't get any idea. And then like, of course, I started praying to Swami also. Swami, you should give the idea. And then evening, I just went to mandir. Okay. And then I sat in the Kulwant hall for some time. I just wanted some separation.
He just wanted to be alone and quiet alone, for a while.
Quiet for a while.
Yes, to clear your mind.
And then I prayed there, and some program was going on, which frankly, actually, I was getting bored with the program, in the sense that it was very slow and it was very monotonous. So I was like, okay, let's just pray to Swami and just go to my multimedia room and just sit with the keyboard.
So multimedia room is where you record your music in the college?
In the college where we record the music, the singers and the instrumentalists.
Okay.
So I just got up and came back to multimedia room and sat with the keyboard and I just prayed and I was just humming some tune. So in that process, just Swami just gives a flash of mind, just one tune, which is the tune which you're going to play now.
Okay.
So it was a more kind of an emotional feel which I was getting, which Swami is giving, in fact.
Yes.
And we had a very nice flautist and a violinist. So I was thinking we can make use of them as a main lead instrumentalist. And of course we had Brother Rupak for the percussion. He was in the music college studying that time. And so this is the piece for you. Sports Meet theme music for 2012. Welcome back, dear listeners. Today in the studios with me is Brother Anirudh, singer, composer, and my colleague at Radio Sai. And today we are talking about his sojourns with Sai and music. Sir Ramchandra, thank you for inviting me to this program.
Yes, Brother Anirudh. So you are, till now we discussed about, we are just talking about the sports meet theme song that you had to compose in 2012.
Yeah.
And 2012 sports meet being the first sports meet in the physical absence of Swami.
Yeah, true.
Yes. So we were talking about the emotions behind the song.
So that's what. It was like a very mixed emotions which the music had to convey. At the same time, it should also convey the feelings of the event which is happening, like the march past, the people coming over the march past and then welcoming Swami. And that time I remember I guess lion dance was there, so the majestic lions were marching and coming, dancing and coming. So all these aspects were to be covered in a theme music. And the best part I felt is, the most emotional part which I felt is, after the sports meet, one of my music college colleagues' father, he came and told me that, Aniruddh, your music has really touched me. I was in no words, I was in tears when I heard that and he saw me coming. So, as I said before, the composition has to be like, it welcomes Swami.
Yes.
And at the same time, like, first time he was not seeing Swami physically for such a majestic event.
Yes. So it had to suit that solemn occasion. You know, generally when all the sports meet theme songs that the boys compose are very happy and peppy tunes because we are welcoming Swami into the ground.
Yeah, it's a very happy event.
Yes. But unfortunately on 2012 sports meet, it was a very solemn event and you had to compose a tune that suited that.
Not exactly that it's a very sad that Swami has gone. In fact, it should be a mixed emotion. That's what.
Correct.
If you hear this piece also.
Yes.
That kind of nostalgic feel.
Yes. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Amazing. So, I have one more song from your PG days right in front of me and it's called Azadi. So let's hear the story behind that.
Yeah, that was my final year of post-graduation in Prashanthi Nilayam and I was asked to compose the final song for the Independence Day drama.
Okay.
Generally every Independence Day drama, the final post-graduate students put up a drama.
Like the one we had just few days back.
Yeah.
On exactly. August 15th in the Sai Kulwant Hall. Yes.
Yeah. And like as I told before, like we were the first batch to put up any program like in the sudden absence of Swami. So
correct.
That was a real challenge and of course he gave the strength and it's totally his motivation, his inspiration and his ideas. And so this is a very nice independence drama where we salute Swami as the patriot. He's the true patriot.
Okay.
And since I am remembering the saluting the true patriot video which was
correct.
Made.
Correct. Yeah. Even that was on the same theme.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So, saluting the true patriot. That was the theme for the Independence Day drama. And here also, a drama final song is something like a very final formation is there.
Correct.
And all the dance group also come dancing. And, you know, you ask Swami for a photograph.
Yes.
Come down and give a photograph with us. We ask a photograph with him. And Paad Namaskar. And so such a very happy occasion. And but, of course, we are seeing the Samadhi in front of us. So the music had to be like, not that very sad, as I told before. It's kind of a mixed thing and it has to suit the theme also. So the lyricist had already written the Telugu lyrics were already ready for this song. Generally in our campus, like we mix the Telugu, the Hindi,
correct,
English.
Yes, that's kind to of suit a mixed audience.
Yeah, exactly. So the Telugu lyrics was already ready, whereas the the first Hindi lyrics was not ready. So I got the tune first. I mean, Swami gave the tune first. That too, I remember, I didn't go for a class and I was said because the time was very short.
Okay.
And we had to finish the recording. So we had to finish the composing part and then taking singers one.
So you had to take an off from your college lecture to compose this because of lack of time.
Yeah. Okay. I remember I was sitting with my colleague Priyant who plays guitar in music room and we were thinking about the song and Swami gave an idea that mm-hmm. So this tune came to me first, and then I told the brother Ashutosh, who was a classmate of mine, and I told him to write the lyrics. And so he also had the music knowledge in his the lyrics brain, and so he could really respond to me very, very well by giving the lyrics.
I think the tune is very inspiring. You know, it's not sad. At the same time, it's not very happy. It's very inspiring tune, you know. Yeah. I think that tune is very apt for an Independence Day final song, because the whole day is supposed to inspire you, right?
Correct, correct.
Very beautiful
tune.
And
means the final song is such that, you know, after seeing such an inspirational drama, you take the message out of it.
Correct.
And the message has to go to the people.
Yes.
All the crowd who have gathered there. So it is it plays a very important role. So even though it can be called a very, just final song like that, but if you look into it, it has so much role in it.
Yes.
To spread Swami's teachings and inspiration to all. So, and in fact, regarding the ending of the song, Swami gave idea through one more brother. It's like, because he could relate the
Vande Mataram.
Is it the same rag, this song? Is it the same rag as Vande Mataram?
Yeah. I mean, it's a ragamalika where you have so many ragas, but the first line, the notes are like similar.
Zare ma pa ma re sa, ne ma pa ni sa.
So why not end the song with Vande Mataram? And in saxophone.
Okay.
So Brother Priyant, who was in band at that time, he played the saxophone, and you can listen to the ending also of this song.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Shall I play it for them now?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, dear listeners, here is the song Azadi, which was composed by Brother Anirudh on the occasion of the Independence Day drama of 2012.
Yeah.
का जुनू भी है तू, मेरी शान भी है तू, मेरी पहचान भी है तू। तुझ बिन जीना है क्या, मरना है क्या, तू है रूह मेरी। तुझ बिन जीना है क्या, मरना है क्या, तू है रूह मेरी। भूमि के दीर्घसगिन त्याग फलमुविदे कन्न तल्ले की जन्म भूमि की वेरु कान दुने चाव किन्नडु वेरु पोचो पनी जाति मन देले संस्कृति संस्कार मूल सो भिल्लु ने लईदे वेलिंगी पोवाली क्या मतलब हमने ना समझा आजाद हो के कैद हम थे छाया था कोहरा फिर तुम जो आए यू समाए जीने की दी वजह और तुझ पे कुर्बान हम हुए आजादी मिल गई प्यार से
Dear listeners, in the studios with me today is Brother Anirudh Srinivasan, singer, music composer, and my colleague at Radio Sai. And today we are talking about his sojourn with Sai and music. Anirudh, as you very aptly said, the ending of this song, when the Vande Mataram came in, I think that was so beautiful. It was suddenly, it all got connected. It was like the Indian Independence Day movement final song, you know. It was amazing.
It was like a final, you surrender to the true patriot.
Yes,
bow down before him. That's why the last 8 bars of Vande Mataram is without anything, just the sax.
Just the sax, yes. They give a very beautiful feel.
Yeah. So that's what I had a... In fact, Swami took me through these college days and give me all these opportunities to compose. In fact, I just believe how I compose, like how I got the tune, it's like definitely Swami working through us. And it was a very, very learning experience for me. It gave me a broad view about music, actually. Because till now I was singing, and then I'm continuing my singing and composing as well.
Okay.
So that gave a different perspective of music altogether, and like how... with the notes which Swami has created, Sarigama Padanisa, it can go to any extent, like it's from a simple music to the complicated and emotional, devotional, different genres of music. So I really am grateful to Bhagavan for it.
Great.
And you in know, fact, I want to share an experience.
Yes.
Which when I was staying in my college days, in hostel, there'll be some spiritual
like a sadhana month kind of thing.
Correct.
Yeah,
so different rituals they do. Like one of them is like Shirdi Sai Satsarita Paranam.
Correct.
It's a optional thing. So people who are interested, and then morning they can get ready after bath. They can come to the dining hall. Dining hall is a place where altar is there.
Correct. Our prayer hall and the dining hall is the same. Yes, it's the same hall. Yes.
And so we all gather there and read chapter by chapter, which we are supposed to read in 1 week, saptah.
Like a saptah.
Yeah,
yes.
Like saptah. So the saptah Shri Satcharita was conducted, and I was a part of it, and I finished one saptah, and and after that, the regular bhajans were going on in Prashant Mandir. And once, what happened is, I was just sitting in Mandir. Actually, I had gone... There's a compulsory games which goes on in the indoor stadium.
Means every class, once or twice a week, they have games in the
evening. They have games, in the evening. So they go play, they give the attendance and play, and then come back.
Come back to Mandir.
Yeah, come back to Mandir. So that day... I don't know, I just decided I'll go early. So I just put the attendance, and this I rushed to Mandir.
Okay.
And I joined the bhajan group. And
so this was when the Saptaha Parayanam was going on, one of the days.
Yeah, after that.
After it was over.
Yeah, after it was over. Okay. After it was over. And then when I went there, I joined the bhajan group. Since I was a little late, so I sat little back. And the partner whom I'm supposed to sing with, he didn't turn up. So somebody else was my partner.
Okay.
And unfortunately, I don't know, unfortunately, he told his throat is not good at all. So he told he can't sing with me.
Okay.
So so they were saying, Silas sir is the bhajan in charge and harmony player for that day. And he was seeing whom to pair with me. And then he saw Brother Kaustubh was sitting in the front.
Okay.
And he didn't have a partner. His partner didn't turn up. So he told me to sing with him. So Kaustubh generally sits in the first two rows.
Okay.
So I had to go front, and I was like waiting for the opportunity to any like first line, second line, we will be generally waiting for to have close darshan. So I went and sat there. And that day I remember amazing darshan. Swami came and sat outside, and we were just enjoying his darshan, and bhajans were going on. And I sang, Tum bin praan nahi ho sahi mere, with Kaustubh brother. And also one more song, Prabhu Ramachandra ke duta hanumanta, that song. So after this song, and one bhajan was going on in Mandir, and suddenly Swami was speaking. I just saw Swami was speaking, and beside me Ashwath is sitting, and then Ravi Kumar is sitting, and so many other P. Srinivas and all other singers are sitting. So I thought generally Swami first speaks to them, like
okay,
regarding any music program or whatever. So I thought he is speaking to them. Then to my left, actually Ravi Kumar sir from Vrindavan was sitting.
The current warden of the Vrindavan hostel.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was playing the kanjira for the bhajan, and then he told me that Swami is speaking to me.
Okay.
Swami is speaking to you, go, like that.
Okay.
Then I didn't believe, I was still looking at back whether Swami is speaking to me or
okay,
that confusion generally is.
Yeah, it happens, yeah. Yes.
So then suddenly they told me to go. So they just pushed me. So I went to Swami, and Swami's voice was very feeble. That was the, Swami's not so much of deterioration, like, okay, like it was, noise was, sorry, his voice was not so audible. He told, parenti. He
okay.
Asked, what's your name in Telugu?
Okay.
Then I told Anirudh Swami. Swami repeated, Anirudh, okay. Then, Amy Uru Swami asked. Then I told Swami Coimbatore. Oh, like that he made one expression. And then Swami asked, which course? Swami asked in English.
Okay.
And then I told Swami, MSc Swami. I didn't tell the subject.
Okay.
Then Swami asked, which subject? I told Swami, mathematics. Then Swami gave an expression and he repeated, mathematics, like that.
Okay.
Like as if you were studying mathematics. Maybe like I am into this field totally off from
mathematics.
You should
have taken music. Why are you doing mathematics?
Yeah, something like that. He gave us such a, you know, strange expression, like, and then I told Swami, Swami, always I should be with you. Then Swami, and I asked Swami for Padnamskar. So by the time I was bending down for Padnamskar, Swami had already created a chain.
Oh, okay.
With a locket, which is Shirdi Baba.
Ah.
So
okay,
this was
okay.
After the Saptah. Shirdi
yes,
has such
yes,
a Saptah.
Yes, yes.
And Shirdi Baba on a lotus. So that
okay.
Was the locket, and Swami put it
around your neck.
Around
okay.
My neck. And wonderful. Then Swami adjusted it very well. And then Swami told me to take Padnamskar again. And then I went back. Then, so this is not the end. So when I called up my parents and that this happened and all that, my mother, who heard for the first time, she was like totally surprised, because I asked the reason. She had done Shirdi Sai Satcharita Saptah thrice.
Okay.
Praying for me and Ashwath. And three times, and she had finished the before day. And
on the previous day,
the
she had
finished the
Saptah, the third time reading
yeah,
of the Saptah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was like she just considered this as a blessing, that whatever I wanted to pray for my sons, and it has like achieved, and Swami's blessings is there.
Okay.
So it was like, it is very good and very nice to conduct that sadhana,
yes.
Shirdi Sai Satcharita,
yes.
Which happens now also.
Correct.
Even during the Gram Seva time, the Durga Puja also happens.
Yes,
yeah.
Correct.
Durga Suktam. And now also we read not only Shirdi Sai Satcharita, Swami's various books, like his story. We do as a Saptah, and it gives a very nice feeling.
Wonderful.
And one of the blessings like this, I was very grateful to Swami for it.
Amazing. So possibly at this period of time, I think I should play this beautiful song called Samarpayami. I think because it just goes so well with the story, and
okay.
It's basically the song says that
It's offer.
Offer, right? Yeah, I offer at your feet.
This song was composed for a dance program.
Okay.
Which happened the last November.
Okay.
Yeah.
Beautiful. So, dear listeners, here is the song, Samarpayami, composed by Brother Anirudh for a dance program.
कमलं समर्पयामि अहम् उदरकमलं समर्पयामि अहम् हृदयकमलं समर्पयामि कमलं समर्पयामि अहं मुखकमलं समर्पयामि अहं नेत्रकमलं समर्पयामि कमलं समर्पयामि अहं सर्वाङ्गकमलं समर्पयामि
Welcome back, dear listeners. Today in the studios with me is Brother Anirudh, singer and composer of music in the studios of Radio Sai. And today we are talking about his soul journey with Sai and music. So Anirudh, we spoke about how you came to Swami, how you happened to join Swami's university, your experiences there, all the wonderful music that you composed while you were a student. And after 2012, you joined Radio Sai.
Yeah.
So how did that come about?
Yeah, that is actually, it is really Swami's grace and His decision that I have to join Radio Sai. Because generally, people who pass out from the,
from the university,
they'll have a dilemma like what to do. But whereas MSc Mathematics is concerned, like I had a default course like M.Tech Computer Science, which all my classmates were going to. And I was also thinking to go to, but I had a different plan in mind, like... In fact, Swami had different plans. I was a little bit passionate about music. Like, since how Swami got me through this composing and this experiences.
Yes.
And I was more interested in this composing and singing, you know, to the music field. So I had a little bit passion for it. Whereas I didn't think...
I don't think it is little bit. I think you are really passionate about music.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, but at that time, like, you know, like all we are studying for exams and all. So I couldn't express my passion for music as a main career and all stuff like that. So I was like praying to Swami like what to choose, like to music or M.Tech Computer Science. So which was readily available. So that also like, you know, generally people, you have so many Ganeshas here in Prashanthi Nilayam to go round and round.
Say, go praying to all Ganeshas.
Yeah, you can pray so much. I mean, you can break so many coconuts and, yeah. So I was doing Ganesha prediction and then praying hard. And one day Swami came in my dream. And interestingly, Swami told, well, you wanted to join Radio Sai.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Wow, okay.
That's just one command which he gave. And it was, you know what, the dream, the scene is like, Swami is coming out of college. Like how I am coming out of college after my studies.
Okay.
Swami is coming out of college in his wheelchair and I am sitting, bending my knees there. And Swami came and then Swami asked me, You like that Swami made one facial expression, and then I asked Swami, my MSc is over, and so what should I do now next? Then Swami told, like that, you wanted to join studio, go ahead, like that.
Wonderful.
Yeah, and in fact, from Radio Sai team side also, Brother Dhananjay and Brother Sai Prakash, they were also encouraging me so much to join studio, and they were like ready to appoint me. Like any other, I don't know, any other studio or wherever organization you go, there is a lot of process which happens. Like generally, whether we take it, what's his profile exactly?
Correct.
So for me, by Swami's grace, they had already set the profile, everything,
yes.
Music composing and arranging. In the studios, and Swami's grace, I'm here now.
Wonderful. So I think as much as you think it is a blessing to you to have joined Radio Sai,
yeah.
I'm sure it is a great blessing for Radio Sai and also to all the listeners, because it is only after you joined, we had this amazing thing of special audio, what do you call it? This audio special offerings during festivals.
Yeah.
And I have one right here which became very popular, and this is an alarm tone.
Yeah.
Called Start the Day with Love.
Wow.
It's such a beautiful thing. I think I'm going to play that now before
sure.
we go
sure.
ahead with anything else.
Sure.
Prema Swarupulara. Prema Swarupulara. Start the day with love. Fill the day with love. End the day with love. This is the way to God.
Well, dear listeners, I am hoping that many of you will have this tone as your alarm tone to get up in the morning, and I'm sure you have it.
Yeah.
It's your own ringtone.
I get up every day hearing Swami. It's a very nice feeling, like Swami waking you up.
Yes.
And you know, before the mind gets occupied with so many things in the day, so if you start the day with just listening to Prema Swarupulara, it gives a very nice feeling, and I guess it's same with the listeners too.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And it's such an amazing idea to make the alarm tone in Swami's voice. There are alarm tones in Swami's voice, like generally people, yes,
yeah.
What Swami sings, Gayatri people put, but
yeah.
This is amazing.
No, this is like, you know, like all the people who are very busy today, and the youth, and like, it's for all the people like who can appreciate the current music, and like it's not that Burvaswaha, it becomes a very, I'm not saying anything against. It is a standard thing which Swami has chanted,
yes, yes.
And it has been incorporated in one alarm clock which we sell
correct.
In the bookstores also.
Correct,
it's available.
Correct.
It is more like a mantra, like sacred chant mantra type.
Yes.
But this is something like Swami is telling something to do with your day-to-day life.
I know. This sounds more personal. It is like Swami is waking you up rather than you listening to some audio somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And then, other than the special audio offerings, you have also composed the music for two Bhavanjali albums.
Yeah.
I mean, the instrumentation wise.
Yeah, the orchestration wise, like I had to compose the intros, the intro before the bhajan starts, and
yes.
That also had different composing experiences. Like, I'm after coming to studio, like till now I was like dealing with the students for various instruments and all that. But once I'm into the studio, like whether I take this as a profession, so I have to deal with so many professional musicians who
correct.
Come and play my compositions.
Yes.
Like, I compose a sitar piece where the professional comes and plays that sitar piece and goes. So it had more responsibility, more, it should be more matured.
Correct.
And so I had to learn a lot, and all these composing experiences helped me in growing up my music.
So let's hear to a small piece from Bhavanjali 7. The bhajan is Hari Tumhi. So
yeah,
you have composed and done the instrumentation for it.
Yeah.
So let's listen to the
Shriram Parthasarathi.
It is sung by, the playback singer Shriram Parthasarathi, sir.
Yeah.
So let's listen to the intro and a little bit of the bhajan.
Yeah, sure.
तुम ही जीवन का दर्शन
हरि तुम ही जीवन का दर्शन
हरि ही श्वास है हरि ही है मन
हरि ही श्वास है हरि ही
हरि तुम ही जीवन का दर्शन
हरि तुम ही
मन मोहना मधुसूदना कृष्णा
मुरलीधरा मन
मोहना मधुसूदना जन्म के साथ तुम हो
जन्म के साथ तुम हो
जन्म जन्म के साथ तुम हो
जन्म के साथ तुम हो।
वेलकम बैक डियर लिसनर्स. So what you just heard were three bhajans. First two bhajans, that is Hari Tumahi and Muralidhara, were from Bhavanjali 7. And the bhajan that you just heard, Janam Janam, is from Bhavanjali 9. And for these two albums, Brother Anirudh had done the instrumentation. So Anirudh, now that we are almost running out of time, I'm sure you have a lot more things to share.
Yeah.
So what are your concluding thoughts?
You wonderfully started off by asking like how I came to Swami, and so in fact I am also looking back how Swami makes one person come to Him, and then develop faith in Him and enjoy His love, and then guide Him. That's the most important thing, which we especially students who come to Him, like the most important thing is guidance, where you have confusions and you make a lot of decisions, you need His help. And it's a beautiful journey what Swami takes everybody across. And especially for me, as I never imagined to be a composer and singer, which Swami has given me this as a main profession in the studios. I feel very, very blessed to work in this studio and work with all the team, the website team, which encouraged me to do some website audio specials, and the video team, Brother Sai Prakash, then Dhananjay audio team, and it's a very nice family over here. And so I feel really blessed, that is one thing. And since I have taken up music as a main career now, so it has so much of learning experiences. So album after album, it involves more of maturity, learning in the music, not just the technical aspect of the music, but how it reaches the people and what people take from it, the emotional aspect. And so it is a very broad and vast journey. And
great.
I really feel blessed and thanks Swami for all the opportunities He has given to me, and He is giving me still, and He is giving us to everybody and listeners, everybody too.
Wonderful. So before we conclude, dear listeners, we have something special in store for you. It's a song that we have planned to sing together.
Okay. Yeah.
So this is a song that is from the album Faith by Sri the Bollywood playback singer Kunal Ganjawala.
Yeah.
And he's also a Sai devotee. I'm sure you must have heard him many times in Sai Kulwant Hall when he sang in the Divine Presence.
Yeah.
So here is a song, and this is called I Will Follow You, for your listening.
है लेकर चले, फिर चाहे राहों में हो मुश्किलें, अंधेरे का साया मिटेगा, राम राज्य होकर रहेगा।